Any question? No question. What does it mean, no question? With no question, you mean that you know everything. Or what? Or you know nothing.
Yes.
That is the trick. Yes. We are at the almost the middle of final book. Final book of what? What are we talking here? About love. Sometimes yes, but that's not the goal of this gathering. No, it's something that you don't want to remember. You prefer to forget. This is about you changing yourself. That's it. To do what? To feel happy. That is what this is all about. Yes or no? No? Please do not forget that Rumi was graduated with PhDs, with good job and family and philosophy, and had the followers. What was wrong with him? He was not happy. He was a philosopher, distinguished fellow with an inflated ego. Yeah. He was the son of a blah, 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 and he inherited the school that was built for his father, and he became the teacher, and with the advice of the old teacher, he went and studied more and more and more. He was scientifically established. Inflated ego. He didn't know what real happiness is. What is the real happiness? He explained it here. He started with volunteering and trying to understand what love is and study and so on and so on. And at the end, he said, Book 5, remember? The secret is to understand a part of love. Which part should you understand? Love is very good if it is real. If it is real, what is it? What is love? Selflessness. To get rid of that ego is love. Do you remember? The guy who was in love was Ayaz. Do you remember his story? One of the most important things to remember from that story, which I doubt any of you will remember, is when all these ministers, they went looking for this stuff and didn't find anything, and they come out, king said, you insulted him, now I ask you, punish them. What should we do with them? What was his answer? He said, found it. I'm the guilty one. If I didn't keep those nonsenses, if I haven't put those big locks over there, no, nothing will happen. So it's me. That's the meaning of being in love. A fellow who looks for correcting this one, to change this one. Okay, we talked about it. Now we are in the last part. What are we talking about here? Exactly the same thing that in that story we were reading. Judgment. The thing that you should change in yourself is your judgment. You judge the other people like this. You are the boss. You know what's going on, and you're the good one. That's not it. Here, we are talking about this judgment. He made up a story. You remember the story? The guy who was dying. Nothing. And the doctor said, do whatever you want. So, he kicked someone. That someone wanted to kick back? Impossible. He's dying. If I kick him, he will die. I will go to the prison. So he went to the judge for a couple of sessions. I told you, we are in this game of judgment. Who is judging who and how? Right? Today, again, we are going to that story of the Sufi who has received that kicking of this dying fellow. Could you read it, please? Yes.
Returning once more to the story of the Sufi and the Qadi.
Why should he tell returning once more? First of all, we are at the beginning of this. We return a couple of times. But here, the first stuff we say, returning once more. In Persian, we say, بار دیگر رجوع کردن. Another time. What does that mean? But remember, we are in the middle of some problem here. So, again, let's start from the beginning. Yes.
The Sufi said, it does not behoove me blindly to lose my head by taking retaliation for a single slap on the knee. My putting on the mantle of resignation has made it easy for me to suffer blows. The Sufi observed that his adversary was exceedingly frail. He said, if I give him a hostile blow with my fist, at my first blow, he will crumble like dead. And then the king will punish me in exact retaliation.
See, returning again to that story, the Sufi is a good guy here because he's supposed to pose the questions and blah, 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 right? And he's innocent. He was washing his hand and that's it. The first thing he thinks that, look at the situation. I cannot do the same. I cannot be the same. Two reasons. First, I have surrendered. I'm Sufi. Means I'm not fighting anyone. I have chosen a peaceful life. And secondly, if I kick him, he will die because he is sick. Yes?
The tent is ruined and the tent pin broken. It is seeking excuse to collapse. it would be a pity that on account of this dead man, retaliation should fall upon me under the sword. Since he dares not give his adversary a fisticuff, he resolved to take him to the Qadi.
This is it. He was in a situation that he could not do anything. He didn't know what to do. What do you do in these situations? Let's go to Qazi, the judge.
Saying, he is God's scale and measure. He is the means of deliverance from the deceit and cunning of the devil. He is a scissors for enmities and wrangling. He is a decider of the quarrels and disputes of the two litigants.
And my reason to go to the judge is, he is not biased here. He is an innocent fellow who will judge because of what happens. So he could judge. Means when I could not judge and I cannot do anything, there is another fellow who legally could do it. Let's go to him. Yes.
His spells put the devil in the bottle. His legal ruling makes dissension cease. When the covetous adversary seeks the scale, he abandons rebelliousness and becomes submissive. But if there are no scales, though you give him more, his shrewdness will never be satisfied with the portion. The Qadi is a mercy and the means of removing strife. He is a drop from the ocean of the justice of resurrection.
Okay, what do you understand when you read Qadi? What it means to you in English? Qadi. I don't know why this happenings. There should be some psychological game over there with the translation. Because yes, he will say Qazi. Qazi doesn't translate to Qadi. Qazi means the judge. And here, after disqualifying you who are involved in a situation, he will qualify highly the judge. He will tell you that, listen, we have a system, we have a judge, and that judge who is not biased will do the judgment. So I believe instead of Qadi or Qadi or whatever the word is, put the judge. Yeah. Yes.
Though the drop be small and short of foot, by it the purity of the ocean's waters made manifest.
Means listen carefully. I'm talking about this judge. Who is the judge? Judge is representative of the society, of we. Yes, he is a single person, but he is different. You cannot talk about the judge as, okay, he's a man and maybe he has this interest. None of this. Why? Because we need that. All of us, when we are involved in something, we cannot react. Yes, the animal wants to react. All the animals, they react, right? But we understand. He is talking about the judgment here. So he's explaining that this judgment is organized. In our culture, there are fellows that they are judge and they could really judge. Yes.
If you keep the veil free from dust, you will see the tigress in a single drop. The parts bear witness to the state of holes, so that the afterglow of sunset has become an